Splash.
Splash.
The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Yeah, we start the Splash for Monday, May 10th. Another flat performance by the Suns resulted in another loss in L.A. to the Lakers, 123-110 at Staples Center. The Lakers playing without LeBron James, Dennis Schroeder, and Kyle Kuzma jumped out to a double-digit lead in the first 5 minutes of the game and really never looked back. Suns were able to claw their way back from a 23-point deficit in the fourth quarter behind Cameron Payne, who had 24 points, a career high. They got to within 7 with just under 4 minutes to go, but then went cold, 1-for-7 down the stretch, and they take the L. Anthony Davis led the Lakers with 42 points, the second most points scored against the Suns this year. And Phoenix now 48-20, still in second place in the West, 2 games behind Utah, 3 games in front of the Clippers with just 4 games remaining. So it's feeling like number 2 is going to happen for the Suns. Mm-hmm. They're in San Francisco to take on the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night.
Yeah, big questions coming out of last night's game. Heavy questions. Monty Williams had heavy questions. We're going to get into all of it very soon.
Yes, Rick Tocchet out as head coach of the Arizona Coyotes after 4 years on the job. The organization and the coach mutually parted ways after a disappointing end to the season that sees the Coyotes out of the playoffs for the 8th time in 9 years. General Manager Bill Armstrong said in a statement, quote, "After meeting with Rick, we have agreed that a coaching change is in the best interest of the club. This was a very difficult decision, but we believe that it is time for a new direction and new leadership." The Coyotes finished 5-11-1 over their last 17 games, yeah, and that included 2 wins over the weekend in San Jose after they'd already been eliminated from playoff competition. In his 4 years, Tocchet 125-131-34. The search for a new coach is underway.
All right. I think the fact that the organization is portraying that they needed a different voice is nonsensical. I think Rick Tocchet did a great job with this team. It was beset by injuries and mediocre goaltending. Rick Tocchet did a great job here. And he came at a very pivotal time in the organization. As usual, there's always somebody who's doing something to keep this organization afloat. I think this was as much of a Rick Tocchet wanting out as much as anything. That's my take on it.
Yeah, isn't it? And
maybe
I know
I'm wrong.
Yeah,
that's my take.
I know you're not alone in that belief, though. And Rick Tocchet, you know, a lot of times you hear mutual parting between coach and an organization, mm-hmm, but no, Rick Tocchet had glowing things to say in a statement too. So yeah, I think this had been moving for a while.
Yeah, I think so.
D-back swoon continues with a 4-2 loss to the New York Mets at Citi Field, wrapping up an 0-6 road trip. Jacob deGrom shut down Arizona's bats for 5 innings before leaving the game before the 6th for undisclosed reasons. D-backs have lost 6 in a row. They went 4-for-32 with runners in scoring position and left 29 runners on base in the 3 games in New York, where they've lost 10 straight dating back to 2018. It's back home for the D-backs, hosting the Miami Marlins tonight at Chase Field. Luke Weaver gets the start, 6:40 first pitch. Pre-game coverage starts at 6 here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Now, to think this baseball team, when they left for this road trip, they were dancing with the manager. They were celebrating the manager's 300th win. I even read in a Nick Pecoro story that they actually donned beach attire when they got on the plane for Miami. They haven't won since. And there were a lot of signs of frustration in yesterday's game. Lots of them.
Yeah, that last win when they did their whole beach thing, and that was the celebration for Troy Lovello's 300th win.
Uh-huh.
What a difference a week makes, huh?
Woo,
boy. The Arizona Cardinals announcing new jersey numbers for a lot of their players. We knew Buda Baker was switching from 32 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
Chase Edmonds going from 22 to 2. Byron Murphy will wear number 7. Zaven Collins, the first-round pick, will wear number 25. And James Conner, the newly acquired running back, will wear number 6.
Wow.
So they're snapping up those single-digit jerseys.
Yes, a lot of people wanted those single-digit jerseys.
Yeah, and a lot of them thought about it and didn't want to shell out for the existing jerseys that they had on the market. So elsewhere in the NFL, according to multiple reports, the Indianapolis Colts signing former Chiefs number 1 overall pick Eric Fisher, 1 year's $9.4 million. Big news in horse racing. Churchill Downs has suspended Bob Baffert, the trainer, from entering horses at the track and suggested that it would invalidate Medina Spirit's Kentucky Derby victory if the results of a failed post-race drug test are upheld. That hasn't happened since 1968, but they did say, to be clear, if the findings are upheld, Medina Spirit's results in the Kentucky Derby will be invalidated, and Mandaloon will be declared the winner.
Okay, Bob Baffert, this is the fifth horse he's had busted this year.
Mm-hmm.
He's blaming this all on cancel culture. This is how weirded out we have gotten in this country. You get busted, your horse gets busted for doping, and you're blaming it on cancel culture?
I say blame the horse.
Yeah, that would be good.
Look, we
can't
only
leave that horse
we can
alone
only
for 5 minutes.
We can only be with the horse during certain hours.
Right.
We don't know what happens after dark. Apparently, this horse has a drug problem.
that would have been more feasible.
He was
just
trying
blame
stuff,
it on the horse.
Trying stuff willy nilly.
Yeah.
And on golf, Rory McIlroy got his first PGA Tour win in 18 months. He won the Wells Fargo Championship in North Carolina by one stroke over Abraham Ancer.
Good to see that. Good to see that happen.
There you go. There's your splash from Monday, May 10th.